Good morning, everyone. This is Rob McDougall from Zenk Financial, here today with your weekly economic update. Today is Monday, March 25th, 2024. Last week, in terms of economic activity and data points, it was very modest. We previewed it last week. Certainly no market-moving information last week. We had building permits, housing starts, existing home sales. They were all better than expected, but again, not really anything that moves the market. Building permits, supposed to come in at 1.5 million, came 20,000 higher. Housing starts, that was nicely up, almost 95,000, more than expected. Existing home sales was expected to come in at 3.9 million, came in at 4.4. Those are good data points, but again, the housing market has been moving back and forth, quite a bit of volatility, and it's not going to move the market at this point. So the only thing last week of consequence was the FOMC and their open market committee meeting and the communication on Wednesday. Bottom line is no change in terms of rates. Nobody expected that to happen. The Federal Reserve still expects to have three rate decreases this year, 0.75% in total. And their commentary was pretty dovish, I would say. So the market responded to that, and we'll take a look at the market numbers. But takeaway is the Federal Reserve still expecting to cut, and the market is quite pleased over that. So in terms of expectations here in the first quarter, GDP, we always look at the Atlanta Federal Reserve number, that has been coming down quite a bit. Actually, growth cut in half over the last 6 weeks. They started off at over 4%. They adjusted it down again last week, another 20 basis points, down to 2.1%. So again, a 2.1% GDP growth in the first quarter would be fantastic after 4% plus in the fourth quarter last year and 2.5% for the total year last year. I think investors would be pleased with that. In terms of inflation expectations, hardly any movement there either. The expectation now is for the 10-year average inflation, 2.35%, up a little bit last week, nothing really to speak of. So based on the Fed meeting on Wednesday and expectations, the next Fed meeting is not until May, and the expectation for May is virtually no chance of there being a rate cut at that point. The odds are 91.2%. That we will not see a cut. And then expectations for the rest of the year really wasn't changed that much last week. The expectation for three rate cuts, that increased a little bit. In fact, the four rate cut scenario had been at 43% a month ago. Last week it improved or fell a little bit further. It's at 41.3% odds of four rate cuts, not the three, four by the end of the year. So, as I mentioned, kind of a bullish FOMC meeting, and the markets responded to it. So another really good week in equities last week, and a change in the fixed income market, which had been suffering the prior few weeks that we had talked about, but a nice rebound in fixed income in the U.S. last week. So last week, S&P 500 up another 2.3%. Year-to-date, S&P 500 now up over 10%, 10.1%. The breadth was spread out much better last week, not perfectly. NASDAQ still led the market. Large cap growth led the market, but the equally weighted S&P 500 was up 1.8% and the S&P itself up 2.3%. So we're getting better participation. That's great. In growth led at 2.1%, but value was up 1.8%. Large cap led last week, large versus small, large up 2.4%, but small cap up 2% as well. So year to date now, S&P 500, as I mentioned, up 10.1%, led by large cap and growth to this point. Now, international also had a good week last week, not as good as the U.S. It's a pretty common theme over the last couple of years. So while the S&P was up 2.3%, the developed market index was up 1% last week. Emerging markets up less than 0.5%, 0.44%. And emerging markets hurt again by a negative week in China equity, down 1.3%. China now for the year down 2.5%, whereas I mentioned the S&P up 10.1. Fixed income, as I mentioned, had a nice rally last week after the Fed meeting. prior few weeks, I had given up a lot of the gains that we had back in November and December last year, but a nice rebound last week. So both the 10 and the 2-year yields were down. 2-year yield down 14 basis points, the 10-year down 12 basis points. That led to the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index up 0.73%. So for the year, it's still down 1%, but again, last week was a nice rebound. So in terms of economic data points this week, it is pretty tame as well this week, although Friday picks up dramatically. So today we had new home sales, haven't seen it yet. Expectation was 675,000 for February, small increase from January. Tomorrow we have durable goods and durable goods ex-transportation. Both of those metrics for the month of February expected to be much better, but January was a very poor month for durable goods. Durable goods in total, month of January, down 6.1%. It's expected to be up 1% for the month of February, reported tomorrow. And durable goods ex-transportation in January down, it was down 30 basis points, negative 0.3, expected to be up 0.4%. So the real excitement, hopefully, this week will come on Friday. So three categories, really: inflation, income, and spending. But PCE, the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, will be reported on Friday for February. And the expectation is kind of mixed. PCE, the headline number, expected to be up 0.4%, while the core PCE is expected to be up 0.3%. Now, the one thing, we have talked about the fact that we felt inflation is, it's going to be really tough to get inflation down to the Fed's 2.0% for a number of reasons. One big reason is housing and the percentage in the PCE and CPI that housing and housing equivalents represent. But another factor that is working against the markets right now in terms of inflation is oil. So oil prices, energy prices, that was fantastic for the markets last year in terms of oil prices going down. However, year to date, we've got nearly a 14% increase in WTI prices or energy prices in total since the end of December last year. So that is making it much tougher to see the inflation numbers hit what the Federal Reserve has targeted as a 2.0. So the last two metrics that are coming out this week, personal income, personal spending, those are both expected to come in at 0.4% for the month of February. Personal income in the month of January was up very strongly. It was up 1.0%, so come down a little bit, but 0.4% month-over-month increase, pretty solid. Also, personal spending expected to pick up a little bit in the month of February, up 0.4%. In the month of January, it was only up 0.2%, but you may recall the month of December, personal spending was up very strong. We don't have the number on the slide, but it was very strong. So that's it for the economic data coming out this week, recap of last week and how the markets did. So that's it for us this week. We thank you very much for your attendance and hope to see you next week. Thank you.